Yeah, will you do my back, by the way?
Uh-oh.
My heart for my dog. Thanks, love. Yeah. Elimination was tough, but now...
She said love. Oh, my God. I hate it. I hate it when girls call guys. Thanks, love. Like, that's just, like, girls who use that are just, dude, they're super sluts. Like, they're super sluts, man. Like, quality women know and understand that their bodies and their flirtatious disposition, that's reserved for their man, not fucking everybody. Jesus.
Now that Brooks is gone, I almost feel like a weight has been lifted.
What's going on over here?
Yeah, now you can be a hoe.
Plenty of this to go around.
Plenty of this to go around. Spoken like a true hoe.
The date with David was a good time, but I'm single and I now can flirt freely.
Here we go. See, there it is. So she went out on a date with David. Now she's rubbing up on old boy. She says there's enough to go around.
You better be super fast. I'm gonna pick someone else next time. I know.
I think between Casey and I, there is kind of a small physical attraction at least, but there's still a lot of things that I'm trying to figure out about my relationship with Jillian.
Jillian, are you excited for today? Woo-hoo! I'm so excited.
Anybody who like caught your eye so far?
Casey, she puts herself together really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to like not think about the situation, like DD being with somebody else, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to push it out of my brain.
Before elimination, I told everybody.
Yeah, the level up man says, a weight has been lifted. Translation, I'm ready to hoe. Real shit.
That DD and I are done, but if there's anything that has helped me get through things in my life, it's definitely having to dazzle people with my speech. Give me the old smooth jar of peanut butter when I'm talking to them.
Yes, sir.
So even if DD found someone else, you would still not be.
The white Tupac.
Be happy about it, like, even if you knew the guy?
Of course not,
dude. It would just take me, like, a minute, you know what I mean?
Yeah, DD is a very attractive girl, but the core is hovering over her all the time. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. How is everyone feeling?
Good.
Really pretty good.
So last night, you guys let go of one of our men. By my count, that leaves us...
See, Casey is not aging well at all.
With six women, but
she ain't
only five
aging
men.
Well at all.
But I don't really feel like that's fair to the women.
Yeah.
I would have to agree.
I feel like our ladies deserve some options.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Every single one of you has been through the ups and downs of divorce. And our new guest...
Oh, yeah! Is he a nigga?
He's a little late to the party.
Is he a nigga?
Hey.
Welcome,
hey. How you doing?
We got some fresh meat.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Knight Rider status absolutely confirmed. Absolutely confirmed.
Divorced and single.
And ready to mingle.
All right, that's right.
Hey, how you feeling, Dean?
I'm feeling good. Y'all looking good, too, so.
Hey. Yeah. All right, now, I know you're all probably pretty curious about this hunk, right? Get to know each other a little bit, and then we'll see you again at your next exercise.
Welcome,
Dean.
All right.
He sounds just like his brother.
Enjoy.
What's up? How y'all doing?
I'm definitely trying to spice it up. I'm just hoping that whatever they cooking, they can accept my ingredients, though.
But first things first.
Oh, yeah, this nigga's got game. You can tell this nigga's
first,
got game.
I need a drink.
You feel me?
Hey, man, nice to meet you.
Dean being in the house, he started sweating a little bit because it's more competition, and I'm freaking out of my mind.
Dean, I'm super single.
Oh, me too.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Dean, I'm super single. Here we go. Here we go. Look, man. Remember, she took out old boy for the date last time, and the first nigga that walks in the house, she's like, I'm single.
I'm here alone, and I'm available. This is my guy. Welcome home.
That ain't just water in there, is it?
No.
See, Casey likes whoever's new.
Oh, it's just why you want me to get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you want me to get started? Like, dude, Casey is a... Oh, my God. She flirts with everything. Holy moly.
Yeah, don't toast up and ain't got no liquor.
That's true.
I love all types of women. Like, you can be cute. Sometimes you can be ugly. It don't matter.
It'd be sweet if you that. No.
This nigga's stupid.
So what about the situation with your ex? Tell me about that.
I mean, I don't know.
I like Kyle with the hello. I love Bruce in Finding Nemo. Bruce was my guy in Finding Nemo. Finding Dory, my guy was Bailey. Bailey and Gerald. I know you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, but Gerald, dude, Gerald is the absolute goat. I don't know why Gerald made me laugh so fucking much on Finding Dory, but he made me laugh. It's incredible.
You asked me too many questions first.
Welcome.
Yeah, you're supposed to be talking about us. You're supposed to be talking about us.
My ex-wife, Amber, like, we met in 2016. We hit it off immediately. We fell
damn,
in
she
love
looked good.
With just the adventure of traveling.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Do you guys see this? Watch his wife, Amber. She got big quick. Watch this.
You're talking about us.
Hey, Wilds knows about Bailey. Oh, my God. Shout out to you. Yes. Wild Z knows about Bailey. He's like, make a right. Ooh. Oh, you don't have my voice. He says, make a right. Ooh. Wait. No, make a left. Ooh. No. There's an on. Ooh. I loved Bailey. Bailey was great.
My ex-wife, Amber, like, we met in 2016.
Look how beautiful she is here. Right? A defined collarbone. Her cheeks are sunken in, which means she's at a good weight. Now watch.
We fell in love on just the adventure.
Boom. Already gained that weight. Already gained that goddamn weight.
Of traveling, not...
Yeah, the ladies' man. I apologize for the fake flowers. I didn't have the money to buy them. They might be fake, but they smell real. I'm sorry for the fake flowers. I couldn't afford them. They might look fake, but they smell real. Fucking the ladies' man. Me and my boy Tommy went to see that in the theater. That was funny as hell.
Not anything else. But
the ladies' man.
But once we got married, she wanted to get away from the traveling and start a family. But wanted to make some different moves. I wasn't really worried about kids. Really couldn't figure that out. I felt like she thought she was more in charge now. If I didn't do anything that she wanted, it was like, it's no compromise. And it's like, nah, baby, I'm still a man of my own. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm also the man of this household.
Okay, I get it. He didn't want kids, and she did. You know? Like, she didn't want to travel. She wanted to have a kid.
So, Dean, are you the kind of guy that's like, oh, guy code, I'm not going to proceed with this hot chick here. This is my boy now.
And if your girl hit on me, talk to her. Don't talk to me.
Oh, shit! Oh, this nigga's got game! Uh-oh! Dean said, if your girl hits on me, talk to her, not me. That's real shit. Too many men misplace their anger with these bitches out here. If your girl cheats on you, that's your fault. That is your fault. That's on you. Talk to the girl. Don't talk to the nigga. He was just being a man.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can't control that. I can't control that.
You feel me?
Dean walks like a pimp, talks like a pimp. I think he might actually be a pimp, and that horrifies me.
He's stupid as hell.
Dee Dee, and I have a pretty good idea as far as her taste in men, and not worried about him in that capacity.
So anytime I break bread with people and I do a shot with them, I always got a little check.
I think Dean is a pimp. Like, this nigga might actually be a pimp.
Man, so follow with me.
Up to it.
Down to it. Those who don't do it, we do it because we used to it. So drink my divorce, people. Drink.
Oh, okay.
Hey!
We've not even seen this energy yet. He's confident, he's got swag, and he's got like this smooth attractiveness about him where it's like, okay, I know if I'm going to go hang out with you, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we're going to get lit.
Yes, sir.
Coming into this, I was like, I'm not getting back with David. That's not even an option. Like,
fair.
But being here, it kind of sends me back to like my original place of being with you. And we're so good, like in the space that we are right now. Like,
what kind of married woman has a thigh tattoo?
Two healthy, good people.
Yeah.
But I get scared sometimes that it'll go away again, like it did last time.
Early on, David was the kind to open the door. Anything I needed, I knew I could come to him. But by the time we had got married, we were not in our best place.
It was a lot of stress. I had been cut, so I was out of football. That was new for me. I was down on myself a lot. You know, and I started to change. I was irritable. You know, I wasn't pleasant to be around at all times.
I finally had to say, you know what? This cycle, I'm not doing it again. I'm getting out. So I pursued someone else.
Oh, once boy.
I found out she was sleeping with her ex.
There it is. Oh, boy. We say it all the time, guys. Men cheat with new pussy. Women cheat with familiar dick. It's always sex with the ex.
Like, you know what? We got to get divorced.
We were both struggling with depression at that time. But it was the...
Yes, but you went and fucked another nigga.
Expectation that I had to keep going still, David did not.
Yeah, I don't think I was good at compromising. I talked about it.
You didn't give a...
Coming here, it's been really good for us. I'm not saying we're going to get back together, you know, definitively, but I see it being more of a possibility. And I still want to build on that.
Like, it seriously took an enormous toll on me.
It would on anybody. I understand that.
Is this nigga really justifying this bitch is cheating? Like, it really took a toll on me. Okay. That doesn't mean you go slip and fall another nigga dick.
I was in my feelings a lot.
I was in my feelings? So? The bitch fucked another nigga. Raw. Unbelievable. Not surprised.
We in this motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Yo, this nigga's.
I'm nervous. I feel like I could get eliminated. No. I really feel like.
Whose ass is that? Hold up. Hold the fucking phone. Whose ass is this?
We in this motherfucker.
Hold up.
I'm nervous. I feel like I could get eliminated.
No.
Damn.
I really feel like that.
Yo, whose ass is house, that?
Obviously, they're the ones that are going to have to make the
God
vote.
Damn.
I feel like I need time with them to let them get to know me a little bit so that when they are put into the position of having to make a decision, they can make an informed decision.
I do not like shots.
Oh, okay. Just say that then.
I do not like shots.
There you go. Say it loud.
You want to drink anything?
Yeah. You want to take a shot?
I'll take a shot.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll take a baby shot.
That's cool. I got you.
Just a little bit. Thank you. Dean is definitely the life of the party. There is something attractive about his energy. You want to come talk?
What are we going to?
Is it in here or is it outside? And I'm really interested in
what... Uh-oh. White Tupac getting a little concerned. See, he thinks Dee Dee doesn't fuck niggas. I'm going to tell you right now. There's a lot more white girls who, than you might think. And I'm thinking Dee Dee might be one of these bitches. Let's check it out.
Beneath all of the energy that he emits into the house.
What's happening?
Wait, you're so far away.
I can't hear. This is like weird.
We gotta get it going.
Cozy. Yo, Dean is taking over. He came in there. Dude, he came in there with the high. See, he's got high energy game. High energy, charismatic game, right? On Ready to Love, I think his name was Jerry, or it started with a J. His name was Jimmy Jones or something. And the girl's like, Jimmy Jones, right? He's that high energy case ready. So Dean is running charismatic game. I love it.
Yeah.
So tell us, why are you here? Why'd you come to the house?
Like, I'm not here with my ex, but. Like, for me and my ex, it was kind of one of those things I think we had.
Unresolved.
Yeah, unresolved differences, you know what I mean? But to be...
Okay, so this is a shit test. This is a shit test. And if he were smart, he'd be like, well, I'm going to be honest with y'all because I'm an honest man. I wasn't always the best husband. Like, I'm just going to keep it a stack with y'all. They would want him even more. Unfortunately,
around other used to be married couples, right, to see, right. Like, damn, okay, like our problems wasn't, you know, yeah. Wasn't as bad. Like, damn, we was tripping, you know,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? So, coming in and like,
word.
Oh boy!
If I come in gun ho on one thing, then that's what you're gonna do, and you're not gonna let anything deter you.
This is not a good look for Tupac.
Over here, you come sit by me. I go over here, you come sit by me.
I haven't had the ability to make connections with other people because I've been so hung up on the drama between Takora and I.
Okay, so don't feed into it.
Are you upset right now?
Yeah, because you went over and you flirted with him and...
How's that?
Right in front of me and asked him to come outside with you.
Oh, boy.
So that I can talk to him and get...
So, guys, what you have to understand... What you have to understand is that just because a dude has game doesn't mean he has inner game, right? Because there are two sides to game. There's your outer game, and then there's your inner game. Outer game is what I used to have. I used to be able to pull bitches and this and that and a third, but the inner game, how to maintain that attractiveness, how to keep them on their toes, their backs, and their knees, that's the inner game. Tupac knows how to smooth, listen, he knows how to smooth talk to ladies. Like, that's no secret. That's no secret. But when it comes to this kind of inner game, he has none. Because I'll tell you this. It's easy for a man to say, ah, fuck her. She's out of here. If she doesn't do X, Y, and Z, she's gone. It's easy to put a woman in her place. It's easy to exercise abundance mentality when you have abundance. It is not so easy to maintain frame and continue with the abundance mindset without actually having abundance. I love Devin to the moon and back. I do. I'm not fucking anybody else. I can freely admit that. I'm not fucking anybody else. Right? There's no, I mean, I don't have any girls on my radar. And Devin knows this, or at least I think she does. Right? But that does not stop me from doing and saying what needs to be done and said. That's the difference. Any man can have game with a bitch he doesn't give a fuck about. Any man can keep a woman in line he doesn't give a fuck about. But when there are feelings involved and you can still put your foot down and check her in public and private, that's where the real game begins and ends. It's easy for me to put some blonde-headed bimbo in place. Get the fuck out. Shut the fuck up. Blah, 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 blah. It's a lot more difficult when you actually have skin in the game with the girl. Any guy can have a strong pimp hand with an ain't shit bitch. But to have a strong pimp hand with your woman, that's the trick.
To know him.
I just think it's offensive to, like, go and flirt with somebody like that. And
Tupac is acting like Brooks. He's acting like Brooks. He's acting like Brooks. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to fault Tupac for feeling the way he feels. I'm not going to fault Tupac for feeling the way he feels. This is his ex-wife rubbing up on another dude. But Frame isn't not caring. Frame isn't not getting emotional. No, Frame is not showing your emotion. Frame is not cracking under pressure. On the inside, you might be going absolutely fucking crazy. Never let him see you sweat. That is the very definition of Frame.
Ask them to come outside with you individually while I'm sitting
there. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I need to do me, too. Like, I can't just constantly be concerned with you or you
she being loves
upset with
this.
Me and how you're going to feel.
Is that how
that's she loves
is that
it.
What I've been doing? I would never overtly in your face do something like that.
You really feel like I'm just trying to hurt you?
I think very often that is your drive.
Why?
Yes.
You know me better than that.
Thanks for the apology.
Oh my god, this fucking guy.
When we were married, Zakor would get upset like this, I would take it on. It would weigh very heavy on me. You know, I would feel guilty. I would.
It still does, baby girl.
I would put it all on me. Now, I don't do that.
I didn't get one apology from you.
Do you feel like I owe you an apology?
100%.
Why?
What is your problem? Like, why is everything
boy.
A problem with you? What you did was not correct.
Why are you so pissed? You know you need help.
Hey. Calm down.
Are you serious?
Oh, boy. This is all bad. Jay Blaze points out something else. Yeah, he has no dick discipline either. If you don't have frame or dick discipline, that's a bad combination. You're going to get a lot of pussy, but there's going to be a lot of drama, too.
Calm down.
You need help.
Didi.
Ay, 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 ay.
Time to get out and make your...
Here we go.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, hey, whenever y'all ready for shots, I'm ready too.
Yo, this dude stays fucked up. Nigga, it's 7:30 in the morning. This nigga talking about, I'm ready for shots. God damn. All right.
Oh, I forget that this isn't a deep pool, that I can actually walk. I can walk over here. I'm trying not to get in this, like, funk that I'm already in with not making progress with Blair, because I thought when I saw Blair for the first time that he would be open to seeing me again.
No, no.
Welcoming. And it was the opposite.
Yeah, you got that wrong.
So I'm like, okay, Ariel, I'm here to meet people. Stop just focusing on that.
So how do you feel being away from all this technology?
I have like this like slight anxiety because I'm usually very responsive. I like try to respond to all my DMs and stuff. So it's weird to be like,
respond to all my DMs. Goddamn.
Disconnected and be like, I'm not accessible to you because like I'm never like that.
I don't really understand Ariel's intentions. I know for a fact in the real world, she would never look twice at David.
Even like I play Fortnite with like 12.
How do you know? Right?
Girls that are like my fans. Seriously, and it's so fun.
I've actually never played Fortnite. I'm not.
So this bitch is a gamer girl. That's why her hair is pink. That's why her hair is pink, is because she's this gamer girl type.
That cool. Well, she tells me I'm not that cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
But you sound hurt. He's hurt.
Oh, boy.
Are you not that cool?
Yeah, you literally told me that like a couple weeks ago.
Sarcastically for a
joke. Oh. Look who all of a sudden cares about what she called her husband. See, this is funny. Women talk shit about their husbands all the time to their fucking face. Then when they're put in a situation where they're like, yeah, my wife said X, Y, and Z. Oh, well, I was being sarcastic. No, the fuck you weren't, bitch. You kept it real. That is what it is.
2 weeks later.
I'm not holding on to it. It's just having a conversation.
See, there it is. Holding on to it. There we go.
Jillian and I used to watch sports together. We used to play video games. And all of a sudden, it just became a chore. At one point, you wanted to do this for me. But now that we're going to be together forever... Now you don't care.
Okay, well, let's...
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. That's not good at all. That's not good at all. What happened is she changed. And let's go back and look at... Let's go back and... I think she was always a little chunky.
I said David.
Even, like, I play Fortnite with, like, 12-year-olds that are, like, my fans. Seriously, and it's so fun.
I've actually never played Fortnite. I'm not that cool. Well, she tells me I'm not that cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, please.
He's hurt.
David, you said I would call you not that cool?
Yeah, you literally told me that like a couple weeks ago.
Sarcastically for a joke, that's what you hold on to weeks later?
Do you hear this? Sarcastically as a joke, that's what you hold on to. This bitch is shaming him for something she said. Bitch, you said it, man.
I'm not holding on to it. It's just having a conversation.
Jillian and I used to watch sports together. We used to play video games, and all of a sudden, it just became...
She was thin. She used to be hot.
...became a chore. At one point, you wanted to do this...
Yeah, she was... She's a little chunky here, but you can tell she's definitely putting on weight. But she's straight up fat now.
But now that we're going to be together forever, now you don't care.
Okay, well, let's sort this out. Is he cool or is he not cool?
Yeah, Jillian.
Now I don't know.
Am I cool or am I not cool?
I don't
cool?
know.
Most of the time.
The weeks leading into this, I kept telling Jillian that I wanted to fix us. And I guess I just wasn't listening enough. She doesn't want to get back together, and it's something that I need to work through.
If I'm not cool,
okay. All right. See that? She's made it clear, look, I don't want to get back with you, blah, 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 blah. She's not cool, and all of a sudden she's... Well, I said that sarcastically.
It can be.
Oh, I love it. Make her ass jealous. Fuck her.
Time for your second exercise.
Uh-oh.
And who better to lead us through an exercise than our very own Dr. Jada?
Hey. So, as you learned last week, these exercises are not just about you gaining information about a potential partner. It's about getting a better look at yourself.
And this week, we are
once
again sending two winning couples on an
adventure here we go.
Outside of the house. And trust me, guys, when I say this, this one is worth the effort.
Also, anyone that goes on a date is safe from being eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So first, we'd like everybody to pair up with a person you'd like to go on a date with. The only rule, it can't be your ex.
Thank God.
Ooh.
All right. Don't be shy, you guys. It's time to match up. Find your partners.
Devin, come here. Come here, boy.
Let's do it. Let's do the damn thing.
All right.
Yeah, she got with him because she knows it's pissing off white Tupac. At this point, now she's definitely doing this to hurt him.
You're gonna make me lose.
Takura and I gravitated towards each other when we realized that we were the only people not chosen. My first impression of him was him having a really terrible argument with my girl Dee Dee. And who wouldn't prejudge that?
All right, you've had a few days.
Yeah, but what do you think now?
Is to get to know each other, but a lot of you aren't opening up. It's time to peel back those layers and find what makes you tick.
Each of your clipboards are filled with a list of bad habits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Your task is to rank them from no big deal to big deal breaker.
The two couples whose lists are most similar from top to bottom are the most compatible. In other words,
oh,
we both
boy.
Agree on the biggest deal breakers in a relationship, which means you win the date.
All right, let's get...
So there we go. There we go. This is a woman. She's supposed to be this relationship expert. She thinks having something in common means that you're compatible, but that's not what it means. Being compatible means you just get along. That's it.
Get to it.
Woo!
These are some interesting choices.
Yeah.
Temperamental.
Don't overthink it. You remember multiple choice?
See, always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wait. No, I'm not ready yet.
It's pretty easy, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Are you cheating?
No, I'm dying. I know what I want.
Look at all these. Look at all these.
Time is up, everyone.
All right. Let's figure out our winners. Let's go to the new guy in the house. Dean and Dee Dee.
Rocky, Rocky, baby.
Let's see what you got. Which were your big deal breakers?
Can't take a joke.
Okay.
My ex-wife was very sensitive, but you can't be sensitive all the time. Take a joke.
So the two of you are not very aligned. Your only match was your lowest ranked cares too much.
All right, let's move on.
Cares too much. Wow.
Blair and Allie.
Dishonest was mine. That's the top. You know, I learned the hard way that you can't have a relationship without honesty. I was very dishonest in my marriage. Full disclosure, I cheated on Ariel.
I found out that he cheated on me because he told me. Like, he came clean to me.
After I told her, she was devastated. And she also told me that she didn't love me anymore. If you're trying to be dishonest...
Stop the cap. She absolutely did.
Honest is always going to come back and bite you in the ass.
We tried to fix it, and honestly, it was me at the end that was like, we need to divorce. In hindsight, I would have handled it differently.
All right.
Really? Why? Why is that? What would you have handled differently?
Hey, it does look like you guys do kind of agree on a lot when it comes to these.
Okay, let's see Jillian and Takur.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well, who knew?
Interesting. I really enjoyed
Handsome
the
and knows it. Oh, boy.
You really get an idea.
That's funny. Handsome and knows it. God forbid a dude knows he looks good. That's a problem? That's a deal breaker? Like, seriously? Come on, man. Because girls know they look good, and they flaunt everything.
Of the person.
Always late. I'm late. It don't matter. And she's later than me. I'm cool with that. I don't got a problem.
Being able to identify kind of like where you are.
Oh.
Well, you close.
And where other people stand with some of those same
fixes with
things.
Gifts.
All right, last but not least, the biggest height difference in the room. So Casey and Mims.
So it was an opportunity to get to know each other on a different level.
All right. Our two winning couples are Takur and Jillian and David and Alexis.
Yay!
Jillian and David are going on a date again, just not with each other.
Okay, tomorrow night is our elimination and one of you women will end her journey.
Oh, wow.
I'm definitely not ready to go because I miss having Blair as a friend. I'm not trying to be selfish. I want that for both of us because we both wouldn't have been such close friends to the point where we got married if there wasn't, like, something of value there for either.
She clearly, I mean, and she said that before. She wants Blair back. You know why? Because she realizes she can't do any better. That's why. That's why. She realizes she can't do any better. That's why she wants him back. It's the only reason why. Because if she really thought she could do better, she wouldn't be here.
We will see you guys soon, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, Dre Raven just nailed it. Says, wait a minute. On the one hand, women insist on a man with confidence, but on the other, can't stand it if he's handsome and knows it. Aren't these two positions mutually exclusive? Exactly. Exactly. Women don't know what the fuck they want. They just don't.
You can sit on the couch if you want to.
Yeah, let's do that.
I still have things that I'm working on with myself, trying to figure out, do I want to be with David after this? Or do I just want to be friends?
Say you win a next challenge. Who's your choice of date?
Truthfully, there's nobody here that I'm going to come out of this house with. That's just what it is.
She already knows. She already knows she's not. Okay, that makes sense.
So you're the not attracted.
Not enough to come out of here winning.
All of us are here to find love in potentially a match, whether that's with their ex or someone new. And she's not.
When I first got with David, I wasn't attracted to him.
Wow.
What changed? The way he treated me.
No, what changed is that he got cut. That's it. He got cut from his NFL team. That's when the marriage started to end. Somebody said that in the chat earlier.
Like, you deserve.
Like, I was gold, you know what I mean? Like, all the time. So when he no longer was doing those things that made me fall in love with him, now I'm left with just the way you look.
She's making it very clear she does not want to be here. I mean, it's a waste of space.
So, okay. When you see that makes him sense.
Now, does he do it for you physically?
No, he doesn't make my panties.
Yeah. Wow. There it is. There it is. He doesn't make my panties wet. That's all that's important to her. He doesn't make my panties wet.
When the Davises booked their.
Here we go.
How's it going?
Pretty good. You find any connections?
I don't know. I can't really tell. Can you give me some advice?
Keep being true to yourself. You know, I think you're doing that already. You're kind of living your life without caring what other people think. You know, I mean, it's pretty ballsy to move out to LA on your own.
The reason I moved to LA was because he did cheat on me. I didn't trust him anymore, and I just felt like we were so broken that in order to be put back together, we would have to start over. I wish I did things differently and better, and regret is a useless, like, emotion, but I've thought this many times, like, what if we, like...
I want to make a covenant.
Oh, no, he is not trying to do that. Oh, no, 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 no.
I wanted to.
Yo, he is not here for this. He's not here for that, man. He is not trying. He is not trying to get back with this chick. He's done.
Together, but she moved to LA. I was wrecked, angry, pissed, sad. I think because I show no emotion, she feels like it didn't mean anything to me. You moving to LA, it was like, oh, I'm totally abandoned. Like I had nothing. I didn't even have a car.
Devin says regret is a useful emotion. You're right. You're right about that. Vuzel says, I've already noticed that sex is everything to black women. It is just, it's incredible. It's incredible. Like, with black women, if they're not squirting every 5 seconds, they're out of there. The Level Up Man says, in my opinion, Ariel probably left him because she got gassed up by her girlfriends telling him to leave his cheating ass, which prompted the I don't love you anymore and the divorce. But after all was said and done, she looked back and realized she done fucked up and now wants him back. Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't cheat on her. He exercised options. Because here she is, trying to win him back.
Why are you crying?
Because I get emotional when I talk to you. Because I miss having, like, just you as, like, a friend.
We were best friends. And I'm not mad at him anymore. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happens. I just want him to be happy. Because I do
with
love
you.
Him.
I remember, like, 2 days after... There was some post, guys, I'm so much happier now, blah, blah. Meanwhile,
there you
I'm
go.
Crying myself to sleep every night.
There it is. There it is. Guys, I always say this. I always say this. In a divorce or a breakup, women always win at first. They always win at first. And if winning to you means literally just getting the most options, then yeah. Women are always going to win at first. They are always going to win at first. But over time, we always end up winning in the end. If you do the right things, if after a breakup, you do the right thing, you stay your ass in the gym, you block her from everything, you will end up winning in the end. This man cheated on her and admitted it to her, and now she wants him back.
Like, give me a break. That's
Ariel is just trying so desperately to get those walls taken down, and they're just not getting anywhere with it.
No.
I don't understand how our relationship's going to continue on. What, am I going to call you up? Hey, how's it going in L.A.? Cool. Okay, great.
Blair's showing a lot of anger, but he's hurt. Like, I'm telling myself in the back of my head, like, this is good. Like, he's hurting because he still has feelings for me.
And she's right. She's right. She's right. He's hurt because he probably does still have feelings for her. He's good at not showing any emotion because he had me fooled. But the fact that he's actually sharing this with her, yeah. Yeah, this is, she's right. I'll agree with her.
I don't know, I just...
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's pissed, dude. He is pissed.
Toothpaste.
What do you think? I need to brush mine too, though. But
I'm still... Your breath always stank. Stop playing.
I know you ain't talking, girl. Your morning breath smells like cow.
Oh!
Your morning breath smells like I don't know which one's worse.
Cow, definitely.
You. Me and Devin have a relationship to...
God damn! Like, y'all just straight cooking each other. Damn. All right.
Where we like to just take shots at each other back and forth, jab there, jab there. But it's mostly us just weird way of flirting. So sharing this room with this man is going to be dangerous for me because he sure knows how to push my buttons and he knows what I like.
Translation, I still want my man. I still want my man. We already know what this means. We already know what this means. She wants him back.
How do you feel about me going on my date?
I'm okay. I really don't care.
It was Alexis who said, I think we should get a divorce. But I was not ready to let go. She wasn't ready to let go either. So we've definitely slept together since getting a divorce.
Of course.
What you need to do is focus on that damn date.
I'll tell you what, though. Sex with your ex? Oh, that is the best kind of sex. That is the best kind of sex, man. Ex sex is awesome. Oh, it's so fucking awesome.
David, have a great time.
Right. She's not only going with David.
Well, you know, you are too. But you're going with Tupac Shakur.
Oh, there it is. He called him Tupac Shakur. You see that? Tupac Shakur. There it is. There it is. Tupac Shakur. Yeah.
What's up? Fancy meeting you.
Yeah. Yet again, I'm going on a double date with my ex, and we're not dating.
Oh, boy.
Alexis, a very pretty girl.
But I think we both went into this as friends.
In other words, black women are not his type.
But these dates force you to have fun with someone else, and I'm getting much more open to explore some kind of connection in the house. We'll see.
Guess we'll find out.
You came in, you're so handsome.
Appreciate
and then it's like this personality, it was like all the girls were drawn. I'm like so happy that you're here. I needed you.
I've definitely connected with Casey. You know, I mean, I think that's because we both have loud personalities. And also, she's a looker, too. Like, she's a good-looking woman. When I was married, with the whole...
She does have a small head. That's probably why her hair is so big.
A lot of girls, you know, or into me.
Run it up to you, yeah.
Guess who I'm leaving with?
Yeah.
And they're going to be looking like, damn.
Yeah, right?
I thought we had them. Nah, you ain't never had me.
I love that.
You ain't never had me.
Oh, yeah.
He's confident, and he's a smooth talker, and I'm just so intrigued by that. So I was like, The feeling of being...
Yes, sir! Look, it's not like we didn't already know, right? Like, we already knew. We already knew. Oops.
Desire, like you said, my ex and I, we were never intimate. And that's important to me. Like, I think sex is so important.
Come on now.
Yeah, no shit.
How can I spice things up? Like, okay, if my man comes home, I'll be cooking in the kitchen wearing some sexy lingerie. I could do that.
There you go.
And he'd be like, so what are you making? Because I'm tired.
I would come in there.
Oh, boy. So it sounds to me like Brooks needed to be on testosterone replacement therapy. If you're coming home and your woman is cooking in lingerie and you don't smash her out, yeah, at some point, that's going to get old. That's going to get real old.
Now it's going to be like, I'm ready to get more time.
You know it.
Get more time.
I'm trying at this point to claim the dean.
This chick
is. The D is mine.
She fucks niggas, y'all. She fucks niggas.
That was.
Yes, sir. Jay Blay says on the Rumble side, says Dean is a pimp. Brooks, take note. She's going to pull a Fresh and Fit and sell her to Dream. That's right. That's right. Yeah, Dean is going to beat. Dude, Dean is going to beat that down. He's going to beat that all the way down. Real shit. He's going to beat that down. Her ass is going to be limping tomorrow morning.
So much fun.
That was awesome.
To be totally honest, you completely rubbed me the wrong way when I met you.
Oh, Jesus.
I kind of was sitting all awkwardly in the middle of you guys having an argument. So.
Yeah, this is funny. She now knows that Tupac is a player. That's why she's interested in him. Ain't that funny? And now she's going to sit here and justify. Let's see what kind of excuse she comes up with here.
I really only heard Dee Dee's side of the story. I'm kind of interested to know your perspective.
So she is going to give this dude an opportunity to sell her a dream. She's like, look, I want to fuck you, but I know you're a player. Sell me a dream so I can justify it. That's all this was, guys. That's all this was. Just sold her a dream so that she can justify it. That's it.
Our biggest problem was that I was never honest with her. She's an amazing person.
I know that.
And I really,
yeah.
I know that you
I really
do.
Like her.
Yeah, and I took advantage of that.
It takes a lot of courage to admit that you have a problem. So at the end of the day, that guy is showing progress.
So then what about you? I've spent a lot of time with David.
Oh, that
He's
guy?
Like, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah.
He keeps stalking me on all these dates.
Exactly, yeah. It seems like you guys have a really good relationship with each other. I know that there's a lot of love there. Something that I envy personally because that's not something, you know, that I feel with Dee Dee. So it's really nice to see.
David is such a sweet, real, genuine guy. But the pandemic affected our marriage. We both lost our jobs and I think we were both depressed. That was hard. Yeah, it's complicated. I feel like I was doing better as an individual before
Merch.
I got stuck in a house with him.
Yeah.
There's another casualty. There's another COVID casualty, y'all. COVID claimed a lot of relationships, man. It really did.
I have no idea what I want with David. And I don't know if I could ever move on.
That means she can't. That means she's admitting that she still loves David. And you know what? It's funny. All it took was a little bit of pre-selection. More than one woman has shown interest in him. And surprise, surprise, she's not sure if she can get over him. Oh, boy.
What was your favorite sport playing?
Basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah, basketball.
We could definitely have a one-on-one basketball game.
I mean, if you want to lose, then you definitely
can. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
As long as we don't tell anyone that I lost.
All right, let's do it.
How's it been for you?
It's been good, actually. Me and Allie haven't had this much time to talk and kind of really address our issues. And I know for me, it was like I held on to a lot of things and, you know, I didn't forgive. I blame the other person for this. Once you remove them out of the situation, you can't do that anymore. It's like, okay, now it's all me. Now I realize that, you know, maybe that was me.
Went through a lot of at a young age in our marriage, and it really turned us against each other. You know, being out of that situation for a little bit gave me some clarity and just know how we would handle things differently now than we did 5-6 years ago.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, I can never move on because I always feel like there's this unfinished business that, like, I don't want him to be this guy
Jesus
that was,
Christ.
Like, my ex-husband that
oh,
hurt
boy.
Me. Like, no, because that's not the memory I want.
Yeah.
I still think she's hung up on Blair and think Blair is totally over that. I don't really know if she's really open to go on dates and stuff, so she would be my pick to go home at this point.
Like, I was in love with him, and he was my best friend. He did a lot of things that were up, but at the end of the day, like, I didn't marry, like, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
See that? There it is. Now she's justifying it. Told you. Told you.
Oh, you know what I mean? Look, now I want to stand still and let you.
Uh-oh, look at this, look at this.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah. She definitely fucks niggas, y'all. She absolutely fucks niggas.
Yeah.
All right, we got a game
Much
going
more
on.
Focused. Holy like what?
Like, whoa.
Whoa. I've never done that.
Wait, how did he do?
Out.
How did he do that?
Yeah. Come on now.
See, Casey is attractive, but her personality is too... It's just too out there. It's just too fucking out there. It's just too goddamn loud, man. It's just not good. Kyle 2020 says, Ariel looks like a porn star. She does, doesn't she? She's got the body of a porn star and a butterface. That's indicative of a lot of porn stars.
Yeah, we got a game
much
going
more
on.
Focused. Holy like what?
Like, whoa.
Whoa. I've never done that.
Ariel kind of stands out. You know, you see her, she's a beautiful girl, she's tall, she's gorgeous.
She's tall.
She plays video games.
Jenga.
I'm a big nerd, like I like to play video games.
Let's sit down somewhere comfy.
Sure. I'm in the mindset that I'm looking at potential love interest, and if it's gonna be real, I want to explore it. So now I'm trying to pick her brain to see where she really is at.
What do you want to know?
Whatever, like anything.
You know, I'm a big kid. I watch cartoons, I watch anime, you know, like real loser shit.
Just so you know, anime is like really cool. Like
growing up, it wasn't the cool thing to do. Like,
no, it wasn't.
Like beat you up for it.
So
you know?
Weird. That's cool.
Absolutely.
I feel like Ariel knows how to play the game. I don't want to see my ex become a pawn in a strategy game.
Oh, yeah. Translation. I'm jealous. That's all this is.
David was smart. He would take his time.
We're actually helping each other by having all of these conversations and being like, hey, like, maybe what do you like? You know, do you want to get to know me maybe?
I do, by the way.
What?
Want to get to know you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So, girls, he's off limits.
There we are. There's
David
a connection.
To be with a woman who is genuine and true. I don't think she's good enough for him.
Oh, no yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Now, Ariel has no interest in David. She's using David to make Blair jealous. Clearly, she's there for Blair. Clearly, she's there for Blair. And the thing is I think she just played David. She just played him. She wound up to him because he knows he's not going to likely eliminate her. That's all.
You're floating away.
What happened to me? I see some things here, man. I like. I'm gonna put my shades on so I can look wherever I want to.
Shit.
I'm definitely having a blast right now. You know, it's crazy. I haven't seen Lex in a minute, and I'm not a hater. She's been looking good. Shorty been looking good.
So, what do you think? I saw you and Dean had some long conversations.
Yeah, she just wants his vote.
Yeah, we did. Listen, it's survival of the fittest. Tonight is elimination night number 2, and I want to make sure that I'm not going home. I have this attraction towards Dean, and I want to stay and explore that.
Okay, so for elimination tonight, have you boys talked about it?
I mean, I'll be honest. I was like, who would be the least hurt if they got sent home? Honestly, it would be you.
Oh! You want to know why? Because she flirts with everybody. That's why.
If you were to go home, you I'll can have right. dudes, yeah.
But like,
there
like,
it
is. The first time I'm doing something for me without catering to Brooks's feelings.
Yeah.
So it's like all of us kind of have like a different way of how we would and should be at the house. Allie, she's not attracted to Mims whatsoever.
Allie
isn't. She was like, he doesn't do it for me when I look at him.
Interesting.
Oh boy. Said, oh, she did say that. She did say that.
In this house, do it for me.
There it is. She's got to go.
Okay. So there's that.
Allie, he was totally under the radar, but she's not interested in any of the guys, not even Mims. That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, you should be up for elimination. That makes a lot of sense. I would have never guessed that from Allie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Here we go. Time for elimination. Yeah, this does appear to be similar to, Survivor in that regard.
All right, let's take a seat. Let's start talking. All right, how is everyone feeling?
Feeling good.
Good.
All right.
So how about the elephant in the room then? We got a new face that's here at elimination. So how has the arrival of Dean changed any of the dynamics here in the house?
He is great. He brought good energy into the house.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I
slept better Dean was the pimp.
Knowing Dean was here.
Oh, Dean, how does that make you feel?
Excuse me, I'm gonna talk to her.
Oh shit! Yo, this dude's got all the game.
You know that the energy was welcome. So, thank you, ladies, and talk more.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Yo, Dean is that dude, man. Dean is that dude. Yes, and my name is Earl. She cheated with a brother. Exactly.
Each week, the power to eliminate will bounce back and forth between the women and our men.
Last week.
Oh, she said the women. How about that? It's about damn time somebody said women. Between the woman and the men.
The women had the power to eliminate, so this week it's our guys that get to decide who stays and who goes. Jillian and Alexis, you both went on a date this week, so you are safe.
Chill, cool as a cucumber.
Look good. Now it's the tough part. The guys have a choice to make. So ladies, I'm gonna ask you to step away for a few minutes and give us some privacy.
I really hope I get the opportunity to stay because I did come here to get my best friend back. And I...
No, to get your husband back.
I feel like he came here for me.
No, he did not.
All right, guys.
Damn, she is fucking
so
ugly, ain't she?
This is where we kind of break it all down. Dean, who's catching your eye right now?
I enjoy the energy of Casey. She's a cute girl. I'm excited for her. You know?
What about you, Blair?
Dee Dee seems like, you know, she'd be fun to take out.
I know she wants to date. I know that for a fact. But she seems a bit apprehensive.
Or I think you are still hovering too closely for her to be talking to any other guys.
Here
you know, she goes to sit down on the couch.
Here
and then
we
you
go.
Come over. Well,
here we go.
Any other guys while Takor is sitting
there.
Right
there it is.
Hey, David. Jillian's been on two dates now with two different guys. What has that been like for you?
We've had plenty of conversations since, you know, she filed for divorce and like moving forward. And we've been having this tug of war. I would chase her and she would back off. And then when I back off, she'd try to like reel me back
in. Yep, there it is. That's how it goes.
Right now, I'm still kind of confused and that's why I'm here. I'm trying to figure out, is it because we have 16 years and it's comfort and familiarity?
16 years.
And that's what I'm trying to juggle.
So we need to start to identify some of these ladies that you're not connecting with.
Who do you think should leave tonight?
On the top of my list, I would have to say Allie Mims. Like, is Allie, do you think that's something that you would pursue further? Casey told me that Allie was not interested in any of the guys here.
Ooh!
Sure, like, me and Allie was done.
Yeah.
But I know I've worked on myself a lot in the last couple of years, and I could tell she has as well. I don't think anything's off the table.
Okay. So I think that's something to think about.
Then. Oh, right. Boy.
Who would you say on that side?
Okay, so now things are going to start to get tricky. Okay, there we are. Now when they start voting out the wives or the ex-wives of the men, that's when things are going to start to get a little crazy.
Ariel, I think, she's cool and everything. I just don't see her making the same effort.
She still can't deal with the part of you're over it.
Yeah, Blair, yeah. Do you feel like Ariel has moved on from you?
No, he
I couldn't tell you because I don't let her talk, really. I am an ice king toward her.
But you can pick up on her energy. Do you feel like if you said, let's give it another go, she would say, okay?
He knows.
Yes.
See that? So he knows. He knows he knows that she would take him back. Of course he does.
He's here or not, I don't care, honestly.
Is wow. Be like, well, no. Like, I really want to pursue Ariel.
We actually finally had a conversation last night, and it was a great time. And we just found some common ground.
Look, man, I don't think Ariel is into David. I'm sure there's a part of her that could be. I think there's a part of her that could be, but she's there for Blair. I think that's obvious.
I think that's an avenue worth exploring for myself. So it's possible.
Yeah, don't be scared to find out.
That's why we're here.
We obviously have to make a decision at some point, you know?
Who has a chance to really grow something? Who is really invested in wanting to find something? I think those people need to stick around.
Ariel and Allie are on the chopping block. I don't want to cause anyone emotional pain. It's a tough decision.
Oh, boy. So who's going home, y'all?
Where should we put all your luck?
In here.
Whoa, whoa. Come on now.
I know David's not going to vote me out, so I'm not even worried about it. There's so many other people that could go home outside of me at this point.
All right, guys.
So it was a very tough decision because obviously all of you are amazing women. And it came down to two ladies, Ariel and Allie.
Uh-oh.
Allie, you know, you're an amazing woman. You speak your mind. But from our side, no one has felt that you've expressed interest in them. But Ariel, you haven't shown anybody that you're all in.
They except
think
for me.
You're stuck on me.
There it is.
The decision came down to
Allie.
You're being eliminated.
My heart drops because I felt like I had really been doing the work in that house.
I'm really glad that I had this experience. I feel like my situation is not done, but, you know, I'll figure it out.
Ariel, you know, you were...
Dude, Allie is not... Allie's... Dude, she's not... She doesn't care. She really does not care.
We're on the chopping block, and I want you to know, we're not going to rekindle our relationship. I have done everything I can to better myself from that situation, and moving forward...
This is it. Damn it. There you go. There it is. He just told her straight up. He just told her straight up. We're not going nowhere.
You're being eliminated.
My heart drops because I felt like I had really been doing the work in that house.
I'm really glad that I had this experience. I feel like my situation is not done, but, you know, I'll figure it out.
Ariel, you know, you were on the chopping block. And I want you to know, we're not going to rekindle our relationship. I've moved on. I have done everything I can to better myself from that situation. And moving forward, you need to show these guys that you are actually interested in having them. Let's just be friends.
Damn, there it is, man. That's going to make her want him even more. That's going to make her want him even more. This is what happens, y'all. This is what happens. Man, this is what happens. You picked up, you moved to LA, blah, 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 blah. I'm doing so good, blah, 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 blah. That's the thing, man. And what you guys need to understand is this. The vast majority of women who do dirt in their relationships, they never really get their comeuppance. They never really do. They get their comeuppance later on in life when, how can I put this? They get their comeuppance later on in life when they have to buy a dog and die alone because no man wants them anymore, right? But up until then, it's not really as sudden as this. And Blair finally just told her straight up, hey man, look, what you did was fucked up, and I'm not forgiving you for that. You are not getting a second chance with me because you fucked up. Guys, I'm here to tell you, most men would not have the balls to say that to a woman. They just wouldn't. Even if he could disappear without a trace, most men wouldn't. They allow their feelings to sort of dominate their thoughts because they can't live without her. Good for this guy.
Yeah, and remember, guys, our goal at the end of this is to find one couple who has found closure with their past and is ready to love again. Allie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It just blew my mind that I was the one that they voted for, truthfully. My revenge is going to be me getting healthy and moving on and someday finding a healthy relationship.
Yeah, her revenge. You see how she called it revenge? Her revenge? Like you're planning revenge? Come on, man.
Mims, go ahead.
It was sad to see her walk off, but I think it was a right decision. Still pretty good friends, but I doubt the relationship part is going to be rekindled.
There you go.
All right, we want to help you guys move on to something better.
Uh-oh.
That's why we're always moving you outside of your comfort zones and keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
You know, you might hear your doorbell ring in the morning.
What the hell?
Y'all have a good night.
Same.
Thank
what?
You.
Thank you.
Why are we hearing doorbells ring in the morning? Wait. What's going on?
No. What is going to happen in this house now?
Drowns me out.
Hey.
It
burns up the world. So, how you feeling right now? I know it sucks, but
it's just frustrating because I feel like we were working on something new and I was able to let go of the past.
Oh, bitch. Oh, this is Cap. This is Cap. See, she was willing to let go of the past now that she's being eliminated. But she literally just told old girl, I'm not leaving with David. I'm just not. That's what she told him. I'm not leaving with David, and now all of a sudden she's changing up.
I don't know. We still got a lot of work to do.
Typical fucking woman.
I feel like this was a huge step. You know, we can build on this.
Yeah. What I gained from this experience is my friend back. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Just get out there and mingle.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Stop the crocodile tears, man. Like, you couldn't wait to get out of here.
I've been trying so hard to, like, get something out of...
Here we go. She knows it's over
really
now.
Fix it. Like, he's almost like, they maybe, maybe Ariel at the end of this. Yeah, we'll be friends.
For an eagle. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so I'm going to spend my whole time here.
You see that? She said, I just want him as a friend. No, you don't. You want him back. That's why, pardon me, that's why you are devastated.
Trying to, like, make you like me as a friend? Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Right.
I think I'm, like, disgusting him by trying to fix things with him?
Yes, you are. You are.
He's repulsed by me?
No, not that at all. I think that he doesn't feel comfortable being your friend unless he knows you're 100% out of the equation as far as a relationship.
I shouldn't have come here.
No, Ariel.
Yes. Well, I feel so stupid.
Why?
Why do you feel so fucking stupid, bitch? You are the one that left. You filed for divorce. You moved to LA and got passed around. Man, you did that, not him.
What the f- with him? I'm so mad.
Let me get you.
See that?
Listen.
She ain't used to rejection.
Okay, Blair, thank you. You want to tell everybody how over?
Uh-oh. Heck.
You are?
Hey, look, he had to. He had to. So you would stop.
Right.
Really, that woman, really straightforward. You should be more straightforward with me then.
Then he should did, yes.
Like,
He has told everybody, and this is news to me. I did not know.
No, he's not open. He's not straightforward with me. Now I feel stupid.
Why?
I'm mad.
This is funny. Now she's mad. She's not mad. She's not mad about how he did it. She's mad that he did it. Come on, man. Like, we already know.
This is gonna be on TV, and I'm looking at the camera because this part is not going on TV.
Wait, Ariel. You don't, Ariel. Relax. Hold on for a second. Listen.
So
breathe.
Oh yeah.
Next.
I feel not one bit of sympathy for her. This is another case of a woman making her bed and being shocked that she's being made to lie in it.
Time on the Big D.
I don't know what this surprise is going to be today.
Uh-oh, somebody at the door.
What? I'm freaking out right now.
Oh, it's another bitch.
With other people, since
it's another bitch.
Breaks.
You put others ahead of my feelings.
No, I haven't. She wasn't disrespectful.
Both of you were.
Ariel, I'm sorry. I don't want to question your character and your intentions, but it's what I feel in my gut.
What is it you're trying to say?
I may still love you.
There it is.
Please don't cry.
I just don't want anybody touching you like that.
He's making all of us uncomfortable right now. I'm not entertaining bull. That.
He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything to hurt me. I don't want to argue.
You know,
about to knock somebody the out.
Uh-oh, here we go. What did I tell you? Emotional men hurt people. That's what they do.